Another important aspect of operations that you need to keep in mind, of course, is their precedence or priority. Some operators are higher priority than others, and so if they appear in context with other operations, the higher priority ones will be done first. And this follows the mathematical intuition that most of us have. For example, if I say A plus B times C, I expect the multiplication to be done first. That's the way we write it algebraically. So therefore, multiplicative operators have pretty high priority. The unary ones do too, and that's to be expected. So kind of the rule of thumb is the unary operators are right up there on the top, and then the order after that will kind of go according to your mathematical intuition. The multiplication operators will be next, and maybe the addition operators. And down on the bottom will be the assignment operators, because usually the last thing you want to do when you've calculated some complicated expression is to assign it to some variable. Now, if you really, really want to know what the precedence is for each operator, you're just going to have to look it up. It's not something that lends itself to a conversational exposition like we have here. So just look that up in any book or in your manual that comes with your compiler. But do keep in mind the thing that is in the fourth bullet there. It's very difficult to fit the bitwise operators inside the context of all the other operators in an intuitive way. Sit down and try to do it sometime. It's just not that easy. And so they have kind of strange precedence. For that reason, the rule of thumb is when in doubt, always use parentheses when you have bitwise operators. Otherwise, you'll have some surprises.